opening statement and then just turn the floor over to you. I do have a few little PowerPoints to go through right after I read the statement. Applicants seeking approval to build duplexes on 19 lots in Woodbridge Estates Phase 2 subdivision. The Woodbridge Estates Phase 2 plat was filed in 2005, with 18 of the 37 lots platted for residential use being built out with single-family homes at this time. The built-out section of Phase 2 is accessed from Highway 76 to Saints to Jasmine. The unbuilt section of Phase 2 is accessed from State Highway 76 to Lakeshore Drive, to South Fork, and then to Woodbridge Estates Drive, which we'll show you on the map. The lots in this request vary in size from 11,900 square feet to 42,500 square feet in size. The project has availability to Taney County Water District Number 2 and Taney County Regional Sewer District for utilities. This is all of Phase 2. This is the built-out section of Phase 2, and these are the section of lots that are before you in the application tonight. Just the highlighted ones. Within our guidance code, there's a section that calls for duplexes requiring a Division 2 permit with Division 3 approval. So that's what your applicants here tonight are seeking, is Division 3 approval for duplexes. This is our section under duplexes. Those will be the requirements they'll have to meet. This is the part of the guidance code under the Division 2 permit where it states that they have been issued a Division 3 permit. A couple other things are subdivision regulations. Of course, these were already platted lots, but second line here for duplexes, lots, if they platted today, a lot with central sewer would need to be 8,000 square feet. And then here's an actual copy of the plat that was filed. So I'll pull this up on pictometry and beacon and turn it over to the representative. Here's our section that we're looking at tonight. Does everybody have their bearings? I need to... Here's Lakeshore Drive, and you take it down to South Fork, and then South Fork into Woodbridge Estates Lane.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Would you like to add any to the presentation?
All of the lots meet the minimum square footage of 8,000 square foot. I mean, the smallest lot size is 13,000 square foot, so we're well beyond the 8,000 square foot. And the lots also need to exceed the minimum frontage of 70 feet. And all of our lots range from 78 to 291 feet. So the minimum of both of the, or the multifamily dwelling is exceeded in numerous other ways, the lot size and the frontage of the lots. That's...
And in that phase from that entrance area, there's no developed lots, correct? They're all just, when you enter down that road coming in, there's no single-family homes in the area that you're proposing the duplexes?
No, not in the area.
Once you go down that road?
No.
What are you going to do with the concrete footer and everything that's already there on lot 20, I believe?
Oh, on the very end on the far right? We're still planning on probably trying to turn that footer into a duplex, make a custom plan to that footer to make the duplex.
So you don't plan on any single family housing at all there, on just a single house on a single lot?
We're going after the duplex on that far lot, yeah. So we're not planning on a single family home.
Are you going to plan on any in this project at all?
Not lots from, not lot 20 through 38, none of them, no.
Yeah.
Are there any questions for the applicant?
Are these going to be permanent residences, or are they going to be nightly rentals? Or
no, they are not nightly rentals. They are permanent residents, and there will be two residents per lot. I mean, two families per lot.
What about your restrictions on that subdivision? Are they allowable in the covenants for duplexes?
There is no covenants on duplexes in that area that I could find.
That would restrict, yes.
Any other questions? And Scott, what's the next meeting day? Do you have that?
February the 11th.
Okay, appreciate your time. Next meeting will be for the public hearing will be February 11th.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up, we have concept 18-42 for Sunset Cove and Cross Creek Subdivision.
Also a duplex approval request. Applicant Steve Creedon and Matthew Creedon is the representative for this project. I had the same two slides here, and then I added the actual plat that was filed. And I think it's lots, it's this section right here. So I'll read the opening statement and then we can turn it over to the applicant. Applicants requesting approval to build six duplexes on six future lots in the remaining section of the Cross Creek development, left from a number of phases of platting of the parent parcel. Cross Creek development was approved with Division 3 Permit 0132 in 2001 for the following uses: multifamily, single-family, offices, and retail shopping center. The parcel in question did not show a specific use on the preliminary plat submitted with the 2001 application. The six lots can be platted as a minor subdivision. The project has availability to the Taney County Water District Number 2 and Taney County Regional Sewer District for utilities. Best I could find in records in the past of looking at Cross Creek is it just platted in sections and the phases, and the legal description just always got to what was left. And now we're at what's left, the lake and this little section right next to the lake. Which is this area right here. That's all I have.
How you doing?
Good evening.
I'm actually looking to do six duplexes on those six lots, and they're supposed to be nightly rentals as well. And we plan on finishing the rest of that road right there, and I believe that I was looking at the sewer map earlier, and there is no sewer for that those six lots yet, but we may, not sure where we're going to tie in yet, but it would probably be, you know, if it was approved, somewhere over towards the kind of northeast end of that, where that, you know, the rest of that road kind of is actually at. That's kind of what the plan is there.
So as far as gaining access, are you talking about where the three houses are to the right?
Yeah.
To that is where a road would be cut into?
Yeah, that's where there's one kind of, you know, technically there, it's just not developed yet.
Okay. Any additional information or?
Each unit's going to be about have about 2,000 finished square feet in it. And I think that's about all the additional stuff I got.
Each side?
I'm sorry?
Is that what you're saying? Each unit is each side, so it'd be 4,000 square feet total?
Yeah, and it'll have an unfinished basement and stuff in it.
Okay. Is this being built under...
Are they intended
under
to be
commercial? So is it going to be engineered? Or are you trying to do it as a residential and then convert it over to a commercial setting as far as night and rental?
Kind of. I mean, I think the idea behind it is to like have someone in the building manage it. But if I'm answering that right. But,
as far as design of it.
Oh.
There's a difference between designing for residential use and commercial use.
I don't think I'm meaning to make it commercial. It's more or less designing it as residential.
But it's going to be night and rental.
Yes.
So it would be a commercial use once it's complete.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to have it engineered anyway. You're going to add sewer line and water line.
Yeah.
You'd have to have engineering plans on that.
Yeah.
Probably a stormwater plan.
Yeah, which I could get all those and stuff.
The proposed street, is it going all the way through from one street to the other street?
Correct. That's what we're probably going to do.
You're going to be built to county standards then?
Yes.
Scott, could you correct me if I'm wrong? If we are planning to do nightly rental with these, it's like has been brought up, won't they have to be engineered for commercial for us to agree to that? No.
I do have a question to get on to your question. Is the Planning Commission going to... Somehow I missed that nightly rental on this one when I was going through all of them. But he's got a couple others, and I was going to suggest going Division 3 versus special use, because the special use one, I understand the house here and the house here, the condo here, but that'd be you guys's. My recommendation would be Division 3. And then, Rick, back to your question, I don't know that we can require any kind of building code deal without building codes, but... They have the...
But it will have to pass the Taney County Fire.
Correct. Western Taney Fire will have to have approval.
So it will have to
match our duplex regs, which it talks about the minimum lot size. And it talks about a one-hour fire-rated wall from the foundation to the roof decking. And that's really the only thing that we have between those. That's required between the dwelling units. Which I don't believe, I'm not sure that the fire department would even require that if it wasn't in our regulations. But that's been in there quite some time.
Yeah. Are there any other nightly rentals in that neighborhood?
No.
So is it the Planning Commission's thought to bring it forward as a Division 3 or special use?
Since we're going to do a section like that, and it's that many units, uh-huh. I would suggest changing it to a Division 3.
Uh-huh. I agree.
That's what I was looking at on all of the rest of them.
Uh-huh.
Correct me if I'm wrong. He's doing additional duplexes and then single-family homes.
Uh-huh. They're getting ready to come through, too. Correct,
so
yes.
It'd be all commercial-driven.
Yes.
I think we would avoid a lot of problems down the road.